Today is January 31, 2021. This is Defalo for Franciel Delgado Mesa, the age 31 years old. He is a man. The virus and the high 55, weight 125, blue pressure 128 over 85, pulse 79, respiration 16, temperature 97. The history present ill, disease 31 years old, men who sustained multiple injuries relation to the motor vehicle accident. Currently, he is doing therapy with good effect, comfort, response, and improve over the paraspinal muscles and spinatus process with multiple trigger points over the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and joint associated with tendons, limited wrong spasms of muscles, and discomfort. Exacerbate with normal daily activity. The patient comes today for X-ray and MRI result. The physical examination, the pain scale is 7 to 8. The cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, sotobus manubrium negative, isomanubrium negative, tiger point, esternocleidomastoideo trapezo, son escapulares mozas. The dorsal spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, tiger point T3, T9. The lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, la segue manube negative, bragar manube negative. The muscles power grain, deltoid and BC4, extensor radial 4, knee extensor 4, and knee flexor 4. In the upper extremity, the right shoulder, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited wrong, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. The left shoulder, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited wrong, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. And the right elbow, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited wrong, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. And the lower extremity, the left femur, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited wrong, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. The right femur, adducción, abducción, interna, externa, rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited wrong, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. The right ankle, adducción, abducción, interna, externa, rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited wrong, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. The diagnosis, the cervical spine, sprain strain, thoracic spine, sprain strain, lumbar spine, sprain strain, right shoulder, sprain strain injury, left shoulder, sprain strain injury, right elbow, sprain strain injury, right femur, sprain strain injury, left femur, sprain strain injury, right ankle, sprain strain injury. And the procedure, the patient feeling better with therapy, but still is in pain and discomfort. The X-ray review and address it to the patient. The X-ray final report was December 15, 2021. The cervical spine, X-ray, AP, and lateral view. The vertebral body high and are within normal limit. There is no anterior or retrolisthesis. There is no osteolytic process. The paraspinal es para espinos, soft tissue are normal, there is straining and loss of the normal cervical lordosis curve. The impression no evidente acute anormality bone. Straining and the loss of the normal cervical lordosis curvature with may be seen in spray or strain injury. The MRI is recommended for further evaluation on the vertebral disc space for possible disc void and herniation. And the thoracic spine, AP, and lateral view. The arenal acute fracture, deformity, is no anterior or retrolisthesis, there are no osteoblastic process, the paraspinatus soft tissue are normal. The impression, unremarkable, appearance of the thoracic spine, the lumbar spine, AP and lateral view, finding the vertebral body height are within normal limit. There are no anterior or retrolisthesis. There is no osteolytic or osteoblastic process identified. The paraspinatus soft tissue are normal. The impression, unremarkable appearance of the lumbar sacrolumbar spine. MRI is recommended for future evaluation for the intervertebral disc space for possible disc voyage and herniation. The left shoulder to view internal and external rotation. There is normal appearance of the left glenohumeral joint without evidence of acute fracture, deformity or dislocation. There is no osteolytic osteoblastic process. The soft tissue are normal. The impression normal appearance of the left shoulder. The right shoulder to view internal and external rotation. There are no appearance of the right glenohumeral joint without evidence of the acute fracture, deformity or dislocation. There is no osteolytic osteoblastic process. The soft tissue are normal. The impression normal appearance of the right shoulder. The right elbow to view internal and external rotation, AP and lateral. There are no evidence of acute fracture, deformity or dislocation. There is no osteolytic osteoblastic process identified. Soft tissue are normal. The bony alignment is normal. The impression no acute bony abnormality. The left femur, AP and lateral. There are no acute fracture, deformity or dislocation. There are no osteolytic osteoblastic process. The femoral head and well seated within the acetábulo. No evidence of the avascular necrosis is present. Impression, unremarkable appearance of the left femur. The right femur AP and lateral view, there are no acute fracture or deformity or dislocation. There is no osteoblastic osteolytic process. The femoral head is well seated within the acetábulo. No evidence of avascular necrosis is present. Impression, unremarkable appearance of the right femur. The right ankle to view AP and lateral. The ankle mortis is normal. The talar don is within normal limit. There is no acute fracture, deformity or dislocation. The soft tissue are normal. The impression no remarkable appearance of the right. And the MRI of the lumbar is the lumbosacra spine MRI without contrast. The day of test was December 15, 2021. Defining the vertebral body height are within normal limit. There is no anterior or retrolisthesis. There is no evidence of the bony mass demonstrated in this examination of bony destructive process. The conus terminal is normal anatomical position and appears normal. The added straining and loss of the normal lordosis curvature at the level the one and the L1 at L2, there is no disc voyage or herniation. The central canal canal and neural foramen are patent. At the level the L2, L3, there are no disc voyage or herniation present. The central canal and neural foramen are patent. At the level the L3 and L4 is no disc voyage or herniation present. The central canal and neural foramen are patent. At the level the L4 and L5, the aris posterior disc voyage present without stenosis of the central canal or neural foramen. At the level the L5 S1, the aris posterior protruding herniated disc measured approximately 3 millimeters with tearing of the annulus, which causes central canal stenosis, best seen on sagittal image number 6 of the T2 weighted sequence with compression of the tecal sac. The neural foramen are preserved. The impression L4 and L5 posterior disc voyage present without stenosis of the canal central canal of foramen. L5 and S1 posterior protruding herniated disc measured approximately 3.3 3.6 milímetros with theory of the annulus causus central de annulus ANULUS causus central canal estenosis vessing of the sagittal imaging and number 6 of the T2 weighted sequence with the compression of the thecal sac straining of the loss of the normal lumbar cubate with amazing in sprain or the strain injury. Therapy continue with therapy 4 times per week for 4 weeks. Therapy continue with therapies with electric stimulation, Vyrosan, hot and cold pad, intercement attachment, paraffin bath, therapeutic exercise, neuromuscular reeducation, K-training, passive stretching, kinetic therapy, and ROM. The therapy continue on steroidal anti-inflammatory drug as needed, PRA. The recommendation, increase the fluid intake and Vyromesis. The education, the patient was instructed and counseled. The patient was advised to return to the clinic in 4 weeks. The discussion with the patient explaining about the X-ray result and MRI result. The improve the therapy, the goal, the time spent with the patient was the 25 minutes.